Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. Did you get a milkshake, Adam?
Yeah, I hope you brought enough for the team.
Did you bring enough for the team?
Got some fries.
Did you get the Burger King Happy Meal that we're talking about?
No. I got some Hi-Ho.
Roxy, get over here, please.
I think Hi-Ho is literally the exact burger that we got.
Yeah. We did. That's the exact burger that we got.
Before Thanksgiving.
This burger, Joey?
Is it a double?
It's a double, Joey.
People don't forget.
People don't forget, man.
That's so good, Joey.
People don't forget, man. Man, I'm pretty hungry.
The burger with a shake?
Oh man, good. It's okay. I packed my lunch. I brought $200 worth of Thanksgiving lunch.
Nice. Yeah. How was it?
It's good. You're good.
Yeah. Good.
So good.
I like how he was trying to be sneaky before we started. And everyone walked in here and was like, damn, it smells like cheeseburgers.
Oh my God.
He got you
for the team, mother.
Wait, what? Oh my
Something
God.
Tells me that mine's not in there.
Joey's was lost. And
do you guys want your burgers? I've already
ate. Want your
you really got burgers?
You really got everyone burgers.
Yeah. Well, oh my God,
Raquel,
that's really
I didn't know
sweet.
You were coming, so I did only get three.
That's
burgers.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah.
But we got fries.
Oh shit.
That's okay.
I need to answer
that. That's the other burger. Yeah. That's coming.
Hello.
We'll wait to hand out burgers until she's back.
A few moments later.
Sorry, you guys. Sometimes I just got to take a call.
Do you guys want to take a bite of those burgers and fries and just tell everyone?
Why does it sound like you did something to them? Yeah, yeah. So Adam bought everyone Hi-Ho burgers except from Raquel.
Yeah.
at least it shifted off of me.
I didn't know Raquel.
I used to be enemy number one.
Yeah.
I didn't know Raquel was coming. So I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's really cute.
Well,
you should have pitched
it.
You should have sold it that you got Raquel one and not me. But
yeah,
it was a missed opportunity on your part.
That's a good burger.
It's a great burger.
It's a great burger.
That Wagyu steak, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's some good shit right there, friend.
Go on, Joey. Take a bite.
I'm going to wait.
Joey?
I got a bunch of gum in my mouth.
You can put the gum on your fry bag.
I'm okay right now.
What has he done to these fries?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I eat one...
He'll eat one.
Will your plan be ruined?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything
to
them.
Go on, eat it.
They're fine.
I just mean, did you really do anything to them?
No.
Or not? Okay.
Why would I waste perfectly good food?
Yeah, Adam doesn't waste food. Only we do.
Okay.
Yeah, only we do. That's all right. We're getting some ASMR in here. Some mukbang.
Crunchy bag.
Mukbang.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Raquel, we can't
some
hear anything
Some people might
over that.
Like a crunchy bag. Give the people what they want.
The whole podcast is just...
But I did see the Burger King... Krabby Patties, they're like square, and the color of them is really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
They're yellow.
I want to talk about this really quick, right?
Okay.
So
you changed the subject completely to something serious.
No, a little bit serious, right? For future generations. But if we're talking Krabby Patty, what is that song that just came out to support the movie?
Oh, SpongeBob Big Guy Pants Okay. No, it's bad.
Keep going.
And who sings it?
Ice Spice. Did a
oh, yes. I saw that on
it's
TikTok.
What are it's we doing to... We were just talking about this because we just posted today about how Disney movies changed our lives, right?
Yeah.
So, but we got the best soundtracks out of those.
Yeah.
So now kids are getting... I mean, we were raised on SpongeBob too, but like now the stuff they're selling to kids, like for the movie title, one more time, Raquel.
SpongeBob, Big Guy, Pants Okay.
What are we doing?
What?
That's the movie
we
title?
We got Two Worlds, One Family, and these guys got SpongeBob, Big Pants.
Isn't it like been changed
Big
out
guy
of
pants
like
okay.
2D
Big guy
as
pants
well,
okay.
cartoon? Isn't it like a totally different graphic, or am I tripping?
Like yeah. Type
you
thing.
Pull thing
like
over there. I feel so much like, yeah.
It's just crazy, like the level of songs that like we're putting out now just
the
to
quality.
Like.
Quality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Being
so
shitty?
Whack.
Yeah.
I wish we could pull up like 10 seconds of the song.
You can pull up 10 seconds of it.
Is that a thing?
Legally.
There's a video.
Or 5 seconds.
That comes with it. They made her like a...
I don't...
Like the little fish in
and I
with I Spice, listen, I'm not... I don't have anything against her.
Right.
Or her music and stuff like that. But was she the right fucking person for SpongeBob?
Dude, she's twerking, right? She's like, SpongeBob, Big Guy, Pants Okay. And I'm like, what? And SpongeBob's kind of always been one of those cartoons where it's like... The hidden messages are always in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's always been like is this really a cartoon for kids, or is this just like the creators yeah. like sliding in stuff?
That's how it's been with Disney for a lot of years, though.
Yeah, totally.
Shrek.
For me, it was always the Little Mermaid cover, and the dick was in the castle.
Yes, yes. The there was a bunch of stuff. Oh, like that. Dude. In Lion King, there was stuff. Like something yeah. in the
sex.
Yes, yeah, sex.
And then in the leaves.
Yeah, but there's like something in the clouds or something. I like it was Aladdin. Like, fuck or something, huh?
Aladdin, right?
Aladdin. So, yeah, and yeah. everything there was like some subliminal.
Wait,
like,
can you pull up like the top Disney subliminal? The thing was, when we were kids, though, it was a VCR.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like an iPhone or an iPad where you could, dude, I rewinded that.
Oh,
played
yeah.
it, rewind it, played yeah. it,
remember
rewind
in Shrek,
it, played it, and you're just like...
When Lord Farquaad had the boner in there, and you don't realize until you're older, when he's like looking at pictures of like Princess Fiona, oh and under God. The blanket, he has like a little...
There's, I don't remember
he's
that.
Pitching
there's,
a tent.
There's oh another God. Shrek one too, where I don't know what the characters are, but they're all, I think it's the trolls, and they're yeah. all like jumping in, and yeah. one's like going from like ass to mouth, and yeah. right before he does, he like licks his lips and goes in. Yeah, well, which, now that the internet's ruined everything.
Yeah, but like, you know, when you're an adult, you can like appreciate the funny shit in there, but like, you don't understand that as a kid. So when you watch it back later in life, you're like, oh my God.
Right.
You're like, holy shit.
But now we're not trying to hide it. Now it's just SpongeBob.
Oh, no.
It wasn't okay. inappropriate. Like, she wasn't like, you know, going, like, I think the lyrics are fine, you know, because it yeah. is for kids, but it is very like just kind of random. So I don't know.
It is very
it's
random.
It's not my favorite.
I didn't realize she was still like a bigger thing right now. I thought like her thing kind of died down a little bit.
I just didn't think it was for kids.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've seen like a little tiny clip of her singing, maybe like yeah. 2 seconds or whatever, as I'm like skimming through TikTok.
Yeah. So that's the SpongeBob. Do you have the song?
No.
Okay. You have
it's not on your list of things to look into.
Do you have the Disney thing?
Yeah.
What do we got?
21 completely filthy hidden sex references
oh, this is
in
good.
Disney movies.
I'm excited for this.
By Cosmopolitan.
We have to agree oh, if Cosmo? if we knew about these, right?
Yeah.
If we remember them?
Yeah.
yeah.
Or if
okay.
we
look ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wait. Go. No. Only because we did conspiracies backwards. I want to make sure we save the best for last.
Okay.
Right?
I agree.
Okay, go on then.
I'm scrolling to the end here.
I don't want to give away the.
Have you finished eating her? Crown jewel. I wanted to get down.
Number 22.
All right, let's have
it. I don't know why it's 22.
The fact that you're still here when you're sick too. You didn't have to come if you were sick. Isn't she such yes. a fucking angel?
Yes, we love Heather forever.
It just made me realize. I'm like, hang on a second. You're sick. You didn't have to come yeah. to work today. You didn't want to.
I'm
we love
Heather
that you're
stan.
Here, though. We did miss you.
Yes.
We did.
It's been weird not having our
in the confessionals,
peanut gallery here.
Yeah, in the confessionals.
Wait, in the confessionals today, she should go in the toilet and talk about how she's sick and I'm still making her come to work.
Yeah,
100%.
That's a good one.
Heather's here.
Yep. Number 22. Strip club in Cars. Judging from this blink and you'll miss it signage, the humanoid cars in Cars are very quote-unquote horny. KBRB, gonna go find someone to erase my memory. What the fuck? There's a truck stop called Top Down Truck Stop.
I'm not aware of this one.
Okay, not aware.
Yeah.
Number 21, the penis head in Hercules.
Where?
I don't know.
In Hercules? I don't remember that. I love Hercules, though. I love that soundtrack.
Hercules.
Yeah.
All right, number 20. Also, let's talk about Baby Herman being a huge perv. And who friend? This is a bad list.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the classics.
Like the 10.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
you just go top 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just distracted with that Disney fucking burger right now. Yeah, get that. It together, brother.
It's so good.
But then McDonald's too, right, has what?
The so Grinch McDonald's one. Has a Grinch meal.
Whoa,
right
ADHD
now.
Girl, calm down.
Sorry.
We're still on top 10 topics yeah. over here.
Do you want to look at BuzzFeed?
Yeah, yes. BuzzFeed's
sorry,
good.
Sorry, Cosmo. You
oh.
failed us.
Oh. Right.
The literal got hooker him. In Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about that. The legs
yeah,
with
yeah,
the fishing
with the
pole
hook.
And the hook.
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
supposed to be a couple, right? So the yeah. other one is supposed to be Meth Head, is the little like baby on the claw
oh,
machine.
Oh, my God.
The hooker is that one. And but there's a... There's a muscular torso with a duck head, and yep. no one knows what that one is.
Right. Oh.
Some say it's duck sucker, but I don't know what that means.
Duck sucker?
Yeah.
That's not makeup that conspiracy. Oh, no, I got it.
Because he's got a thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Put on the table.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank
so, yeah,
you, Adam.
Sid's toys. Thanks, Adam, for explaining that. Okay.
All right, everyone, moving on.
Number 9, not to mention Anton Ego's oral innuendo. Disney Pixar. I don't like food. I love it. If I don't love it, I don't swallow.
I don't know
oh,
I don't know what
God.
Movie that is.
No.
But that's okay.
That's pretty.
Number eight, and Skinner's cleverly disguised sex joke. This looks like it's from Ratatouille, maybe. One can get too familiar with vegetables, you know?
Okay. That's definitely going above kids' heads.
Yep. Another Ratatouille at number seven. Colette's worried glance at Linguini's nether regions in Ratatouille. I have this tiny, a little, and the cut to is she looks from his eyes down to his crotch.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are not.
Of course you do, you pervert. So yeah.
Number six. Cruella DeVille's 1-2 punch in 101 Dalmatians. This is not the animation. It goes, did Anita tell you the news? She's going to have a baby. Cruella DeVille. Well, what can I say? Accidents will happen. We're having puppies too. Puppies? You have been a busy boy. The fuck?
These are lame.
These are really lame.
No.
Where's the good ones, dude?
We want classic ones.
Maybe do top five.
Yeah. No, let's do top 10. No,
just animated. Classic. Disney.
Maybe we cover
fucking subliminal messages.
Yeah, we don't need to read Cosmopolitan.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is, wow, we are striking out. Oh, God.
We'll wait.
Even
hey, you know what? We should talk about the Grinch meal now that we got a little bit of time while Adam gets his facts together.
Yeah.
So we did try.
He's our investigative journalist over there.
Yep.
I will tell you that the Grinch meal threw us off.
Why? Was it green?
So, no, we fuck with the color green. Nice, now he's got sound bites.
Every time he talks, you make a noise.
And you might love this, but in our household, we are we are anti-pickle. Dude,
we
so,
hate pickles.
New?
It's a YouTube video that I just started.
Yeah, so they give you... So this is what's cool, is they give you the socks to hang up on your thing.
He's just covering his fry bag now, too.
And then they give you a salt shaker, like bag for the fries, and then the mix is literally pickle dust.
Yum.
Who's team pickle? Yes.
I'm team pickle.
I like pickles.
Sure.
Dude, this is so disgusting. As soon as you open this seasoning, your whole house like reeks of pickles.
Okay, so it comes in this box that's like green, and it looks like a happy meal.
This is Burger King?
It has Grinch all over it.
No one cares about Burger King.
And then you get like, it's like a mystery toy, and they're different colored pairs of socks, but you don't know which one you're going to get. So it's kind of like,
oh, interesting.
It's like a blind box with a pair of socks. So we got the green Grinch socks, which I thought.
Just give them to Adam for Christmas.
I thought it was going to be green sea salt to shake, but it's literally pickle
dust.
They
don't tell you it's pickle on like the advertisement. Like, we didn't know.
Well, you think it because it's green, you know?
Have you seen,
it makes sense.
Have you seen Jimmy John's pickle sandwiches?
Yeah.
Where they cut the bread is a pickle?
No, I've seen it. I haven't eaten it. I go there every time.
The bread is a pickle?
Disgusting.
Yeah, so it's a giant pickle. They cut it in half. They put all the meat in between. We're going to get it. We're going to know. We're going to see if you really like it.
Yummy. Right, Mama? Yum, yum, yum.
Yours is yummy. It was burgers.
Yum,
will you eat your burger?
I will eat my burger.
Yum, yum, yum.
I'm just saving it. I want to treasure it. You know what I mean?
The Grinch thing, it comes, they give you like fries and then they give you a bag and the little seasoning and you shake it. Kind of like apple fritters or something.
Yeah.
So you make it, like you kind of make them.
That's how you make apple fritters?
It's fun. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you go to a restaurant, sometimes they give you a bag.
My tax guy is calling me.
This is a little chaotic. I'm so sorry for whoever has to edit this video. Hey, Roxy, you can't eat French fries.
I'm good. You guys, keep the...
We're still rolling.
Can we get back to the top 10 list?
You cannot eat this.
Have we found anything good?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to look it up, too.
Yeah, you look it up.
Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Hey, Rebels, real talk for a second. You ever feel like your brain's running a Royal Rumble of its own? Stress, distractions, trying to remember if you even ate breakfast this morning? Yeah, same. That's why I started using Symbiotica. Their supplements are clean, high quality, and most importantly, they actually work. I've been loving their magnesium L-threonate. It helps me focus during the day, keeps my mood balanced, and at night, I'm actually calm enough to get a full night's sleep. Total game changer. And the Shilajit Liquid Complex tastes like hazelnut cacao, and supports my energy, recovery, and even hormone balance. Basically, it keeps me feeling human without all the junk you find in other stuff. Plus, everything shows up right at your door, so no excuses, Rebels, I see you. If you're ready to feel like your best self again, here's your move. Go to Symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off, plus free shipping, baby. That's Symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off, plus free shipping. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep breaking rules. All right, Rebels, you know I don't play by the rules, so listen up. WWE on Netflix, absolute game changer. But here's the problem. Not everyone gets it yet. Some of you are still stuck watching on cable, sitting through endless commercials, while the rest of us are watching uninterrupted chaos the way it's meant to be. Let's fix that. Our friends at Surfshark VPN have the hookup. With just a few clicks, you can switch your virtual location, set it to Canada, and boom, you've just unlocked the Canadian Netflix library. That means all the WWE action, totally commercial-free, plus a bunch of other shows you can't even get in the States. And the best part? You can try Surfshark risk-free with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/rulebreakers or use code RULEBREAKERS at checkout. You'll get 4 extra months when you sign up for a 2-year plan. Big love to Surfshark for keeping us Rebels connected. Now, let's get back to breaking rules.
Hey again, it's me, you guys. So I think that, you know, talking about BTS nonstop is just a little bit overwhelming for the team. So this week, we're actually not going to talk about anything except for me. So so that's pretty much my life in a nutshell. Thanks for listening. It's so stupid.
I decided to put our differences aside and make peace. It's December, and I figured, you know what? I think Joey and I can try to do a better job. So, as a nice gesture to the team, I ordered hamburgers. You know, it was a point of contention during the Thanksgiving episode, and I figured what better way to celebrate and show a peace offering than get hamburgers for the team. Joey refused to eat his hamburger, and I'm not sure what to make of that. I also got milkshakes. They're pretty good. Although Raquel said hers was a little salty. That's weird. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, I think we're going to turn over a new leaf in 2026.
What is up, Rule Breakers? Joey here for another Confessions. So, Mr. Producer Adam, trying to make a truce, coming on set, buying everybody double cheeseburgers. Hilariously well played, Adam, because if you watched our Thanksgiving episode, you know that me and Soraya ate delicious double cheeseburgers from this exact place. Hi-Ho Burger, right before he brought $200 with the Thanksgiving dinner that we pretended to eat. I've said it since day one. I think there's something really off about this guy, but, you know, maybe he's just putting out a good gesture. It's the holiday time. He's got a new family, building up a big family here. So, you know, he's leaning into that. Maybe his heart's grown a little bit here, but yeah, I'll give it to him. Got me a nice cheeseburger this time, so we'll give it a go. Fucking pickles! Ah! Fuck this guy. I hate pickles. Feud still on, buddy.
Regresé a trabajar y estoy enferma. Pero no me dejaron. No me están dejando descansar. Yo tuve que venir. Yeah.
I just need them to get the fuck out of my house. That's all. You got Heather that's fucking sick. You got Raquel talking about fucking BTS. You got Joey and fucking Adam not getting along. You got one of them giving me fucking the luggy. I'm just fucking done. I'm done. Okay, see you on season 2. Elvira boobs. Okay, bye. Sorry, like we should do a timer for every time I get a phone call. Elvira tagged you in a reel. You guys,
let's
so.
Go.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, well, ooh, yeah.
We're oh, sure. My gosh. Gosh, Mistress of the fucking Dark right there. I love her. She's iconic. She's just like her and Cher, the epitome of goth fucking
Where'd you
baddies.
Meet her?
So I did a signing in Pittsburgh. Well, Monroeville. It's like just outside of Pittsburgh. Freezing. It was a cold night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Setting the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knocked on her hotel. No, I'm just joking. Mm-hmm. No, but she, like, I went to the signing and it fucking crushed you guys. And the signing, like, everyone that came to the signing was so respectful, was so nice. They, like, and I like to do this thing where I like to stand in front of my table, right? You guys have seen it. I'll stand in front of my table and I'll give everyone as much time as they want, right? Because I see a lot of people, they sit at, not just wrestlers, I'm talking about in general, like, celebrities at these signings can sometimes just sit at the table, sign it. Push it along, next person. Yeah, so like, but I'm like, someone came and they drove 13 hours to see me.
Yeah.
13 hours just there to see me.
That's so
another
cute.
Person, 8 hours. Another person, 3 hours. Another person from Pittsburgh, but it doesn't matter. You know, I want to give them as much time as they want. They paid to be right. there. I wouldn't be doing these sign-ins if it wasn't for them.
And these are long days for you.
These are
You're
long.
You're waking up at like 6 a.m. to catch a flight to make it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a long fucking day. And this past one, there was like delays and stuff because of the weather in Pittsburgh. It was a whole fucking pain in the ass. Coming back, I was late, right? And so, yeah, the whole thing was a nightmare. But the actual signing itself was wonderful. I had such a great time. I loved it. It was Steel City Comic Con, right? So there was a lot of actors and actresses there. You had people like, you know, Shia LaBeouf, Charlie Sheen, my guy, John Stamos.
Yeah.
So I do, think there was always this misconception of like Comic-Cons and like these signings. Mm-hmm. Because when we had Clayton on the show during Weapons, he felt like he wasn't big enough to do a signing, but then also it felt like you're never going to get A-list celebrities to like come to these conventions.
Oh, it's
and
the
that's
opposite.
Just... I think people are starting to rewrite that script.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like you said, like...
You get big names like San Diego Comic-Con. You get all the fucking like Marvel actors mm-hmm. and actresses go there. Like all these massive celebrities do these things. Obviously, there's like tiers of Comic-Cons, right?
Sure.
There's like different genres of Comic-Cons. It's just, you know, it depends where you get the wrestling ones, the horror ones, the regular celebrity ones. You know, you get a bunch of different ones. Anyway, this one's a really great one. And it was me... And then Scarlett and Cross were on the other side of the room, right? We're the only three wrestlers there. And we fucking crushed. We crushed. They had to do a different line. They called it an overflow line because our line was going so crazy and their line was going so crazy. They had to take everybody and put them on the side of the room and have them wait there because we were going into the other celebs like fucking
Hell
lines
yeah.
and stuff. We're like, we're so sorry. Sorry for being so, so famous. Sorry.
Well, do you think it's because people realize that you give them the time and it's not just hey, thanks for showing up. Here's my autograph. Get the fuck out of here.
I think that's exactly what helps. First of all, my mom and dad would kick my ass. If I was any way not respectful to a fan, right?
Yeah.
There was this one time I went to the UK and I was so tired. I was like fucking so tired. All I wanted to do was go to my hotel room and just maybe rest or something. My mom and dad came into town to come see me. It was like in London or something like that, Manchester, I can't remember. They had their own hotel room too. They just drove up, so they were gonna go rest as well. But all these fans were waiting outside and I just didn't have the energy to talk to everybody and didn't want to sign anything right now. I just wanted to go to my hotel room, right? And so again, just came off a long fucking flight, nightmare travel day, and I was just like fucking sick of it. So I just said, not right now. And I turned, and it was kind of rude. I was a little bit, not too crazy though, not the way how my dad reacted afterwards, did I? But I was like, not right now. And I turn around, I'll be like, I'll be downstairs in a second. Dad was like, turn your fucking ass around.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
He was just like, they put that fucking money in your pockets. They pay your fucking bills. Da-da-da. You're going to sign every fucking thing out here right now. And I was just like,
that's right.
Okay. And he's right.
But you also,
he's absolutely right.
You'll stick around until the convention tells you, like, if your time lasts an hour, you've stayed 3 hours. Like,
100%. Yeah. The only way I can get away from the table is if I have a flight. Then, even then, I'm pushing it, you know, because I'll stay as long as I possibly can. But
I've gone with you to some of these to get, like, you know, footage for Patreon and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, too, like, you can tell the effort that you put into, like, making, giving each fan their time, like, they come up to you with the craziest stories. And it,
I know.
You can just tell it means so much to them.
And they've probably been holding on to that story their whole life to tell you. Yeah.
Some of them crying, too, when you get criers and stuff like that. And you're just like, fuck. I go to them, I was like, you're crying over me. You make me seem like I'm cooler than what I am right now. You need to stop crying. But they're so sweet. Yeah. Like, you're giving them a moment that they're going to remember forever.
Yeah.
Right? You're giving them 5 minutes of your day. Like of the moment with them. I have a long day ahead of me, but I'm giving them the 5 to however long minutes that they want to stand in front of me. I might as well make the most of it for them, make it worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they're coming all this way, they're paying money. Like I'm someone really, I'm like a superhero to them essentially. Right. So like, it doesn't take much for me to be like, okay, let's fucking talk about it.
Yeah. I like that. You also post on your socials, like your highlights.
Yeah.
Like in your story, I saw you post all these people.
Well, they get excited about it. They're like, you're going to post us and stuff like that. So then like I get whoever's there to take a bunch of videos and pictures and I'll post them and I'm like, spot yourself, you know, if you're in there.
My follow up question to you is, when you go to these conventions, do you meet these other celebrities in a back green room area or do you go to their tables?
Both.
Okay, cool.
Both. So I go to obviously in the green room where everyone's there comfortable. There's like a little bit of catering there. It's the place where you can breathe. So I don't really like to bother people too much because I know
One room?
Yeah. And I know how mentally exhausting it can be to be like on your feet all day and talking. And you're like, sometimes you just want to go in there and just doom scroll or just like fucking sit there with your face in your hands kind of thing.
Take a breather.
So unless they like, I'll go past and I'll shake their hand like hello and stuff like that. But I'll talk to them if they want to come up to me and talk to me, of course. Because again, I don't want to bother anybody. So then, like, you know, I spoke to John Stamos. Like, he came up to me and I was
Uncle
just like,
fucking Jesse.
Good old uncle.
And the Ripper.
And he was great.
It was real good.
He looks good.
Dude, he's killing it this year. He got to do the Nightmare Before Christmas at the Hollywood Bowl.
Palm Royale, that new TV show as well with Kristen.
He also played with the Beach Boys at like Disney's Epcot. Yeah, he's doing a lot of cool stuff right now.
He's smashing it. He's like 62 and looks great. Anyway, he was really nice.
I want to hear about Elvira.
But Elvira, so she was sitting in the green room at the table with me. And then there was Scarlett and Cross and stuff like that. And then this other actress who I wasn't a fan of her attitude.
You always got one.
You always got one stinker. Yeah, she wasn't very she wasn't impressed with us. Or Tyler Cole, booger.
You know, oh my god.
Lip, right?
Hey, booger lips.
Yeah. She wasn't too nice. But like Elvira was just a fucking angel. Like she was very interested in what I did and stuff like that. And she was asking me a bunch of questions. She asked me, like, she just posted a reel. I haven't looked at it yet. She was like, can we do a video? Can we take a picture together? And I'm like, I take a picture with you?
She's real active online. It's really cool to see.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she has like a team and stuff like that to help her, but she is very active. She was like, I want to post this on social media and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, hell yeah. And then her manager was talking about doing some business, maybe together or whatever. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But like, yeah, she was so wonderful to me and she's so beautiful. And I'm like, I love you. I was like, you don't realize.
She's an icon.
You're an icon. And I was like, you and Cher and stuff like inspired my darker side when it came to like wrestling and embracing that like pale goth weirdo, you know.
Are you at the age now where you understand the effect you're having on younger generations and their vibes, or do you just see other people and be like, yo, you're totally ripping my stuff?
No. I understand. Like, maybe at first, like a few years ago, I would think that, but now I'm just like, no. Because you inspire people. That's pretty fucking cool. Even if it's like a certain, like, oh, she's going to start wearing like studs or black or like a certain jacket.
Or like Elvira. She just has her tits out all day.
That's me.
So really inspire me.
Well, she has inspired. What did you find out?
What do you mean, what did I find out?
What did you find out? That you are on a mood board for...
Oh,
This is so funny in our group chat.
This is so random.
This came up in our group chat.
This is so fucking random, right? But this guy comes up to me.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this guy comes up to me and he's talking about like... we get chatting and stuff like that. Again, this is from my line. So he like... I don't know if you waited in line or come up. There's just so many people coming up. But he was like talking to me and he was like, yeah, like... we're a big fan of you in like this era, whatever. And I was just like, well, who are you talking about? You know? And he was like, oh, BMW. And he goes, we put you on the mood board and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? A mood board for what? And he goes, for cars. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what's going on? And I'm like flustered as fuck. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's talking about how they do mood boards for like, so they can get inspiration for new cars. So basically they put me on a mood board I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know what it is about me, but it's just like maybe it's so dark and sleek and like a seahorse.
The body is
too. Yeah. On the mood board, yeah. Do you think it's you, a picture of a seahorse, and then the new car?
True story, when we were in Orlando filming, we had rented a BMW X3, brand new one, all black, tinted, did look like a seahorse, and you loved it.
I did love it, Shelby.
You love a good BMW.
You hear this? Yeah. I'll never let her live this down.
So
she was
shout out to BMW, the guy in the line.
Yeah,
reach out, DM us.
He seemed very normal, you guys. He did.
I like how Adam pretended during that rental process that he didn't have that car because I was the one who had to drive it because my name was on the insurance.
Yeah.
And those cars have buttons on the windows. Like there's everything going on. And I'm like, dude, what do you think that does? And Adam's like, I don't know. I think if you hit that, though, it'll probably do the. And I was like, you know a lot about this car the first time. And we didn't realize until we got back that you actually have the car.
Well, actually, I didn't have the car.
He's trying to get a free BMW right now.
I mean, we're all trying to get free BMWs.
We all need a BMW. If you're using me for inspiration, at least let me drive.
The least you can do.
You do need a car.
I do need a car.
Yeah, legit.
My car got stolen.
She needs a car.
Could you imagine?
I need a car.
Everyone driving around with just your face.
Soraya, what would
my shit got fucking crashed into as well. That fucking rental car.
What model would you be? Are you an X5?
I know a lot about
BMWs.
Are
you a 7 Series?
I would say, what's the best one?
Yeah,
Adam, you
an
tell
M Series?
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me a chunky boy or a sleek boy. It doesn't matter. Just don't give chunky me the cheaper boy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know which one. Like, I don't know.
Would you do, have you been liking driving SUVs?
I do like driving big cars. Yeah, I do. The chunkier, the better. But I did like my Tesla Plaid. That was a fun cruise car.
Car was so fast.
It was so sick. It was cruise the fastest car on the fucking road. It was a great car.
No.
Great car. Never had any issues in it. As soon as I have a rental car, I'm crashing into everything.
You're such a great driver. That's all I want to say.
Well,
I am a great driver.
I think get you an SUV.
Huh?
I think lean into an SUV.
SUV? Yeah. BMW heard here.
Not around here, dude. The way she'd be driving.
She needs that protection, you guys. She needs the safety.
She needs a fucking riverboat. One of those, like,
I just
rafts.
Need to be in a hamster wheel.
Yeah, one of the, totally.
But yeah, so that weekend was good. It was really great. And then, yeah.
Anybody fun on the flight?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen was on my flight. He was on my flight. He was also at the Comic-Con, but I didn't get to talk to him. He was on the flight. He was on the other side of me. I was sitting next to someone from his team, though, and that motherfucker would not sit still. I was like, go to sleep. He was just like fucking like... And it was driving me nuts. I was like, fuck! I was like turning the fucking music up on my fucking headphones. I'm just like fucking sweating. I'm like, oh, one more thing. I'm gonna start swinging on him.
Oh my God.
Eventually went like, I went to sleep. Yeah. Actually, it was more like this.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's the worst.
He was like leaning forward like this, and I could see Charlie and the girl that was with him just fucking laughing at him. But it was, he looked uncomfortable. That's some sore neck issues.
And now you and Elvira are besties.
Now me and Elvira, let me see what she posted about me. Just me and my best friend tagged her in a reel. Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rule breakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right, back to the episode. Oh, hopefully my look how cool she is.
That's so loud.
I'm freaking out. Look.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, it's a little surprise for you. Come on. Listen, I don't fangirl for a lot of people, all right? If I see you in person, I think you're cool. I will still act like I'm very chill, right? But inside, I'm dying. I couldn't contain myself with her because I'm just like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love you.
One of the goats.
Oh, I see Sasha liking it. Yeah, bitch!
Yeah.
Sasha, I know Sasha loves some Elvira too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know you love some of that, baby. Yeah. Let's see what the comments are saying. I'm trying to wrestle with Elvira. Fair enough.
Had she ever made a cameo in WWE?
Wrestle now.
Yes, please.
Okay.
She just stopped beating me up. She just stopped beating me up. I was like, oh no, I thought she was going for a hug.
Yeah.
No, she was going for a takedown.
She starts punching you.
She was like, I'm a sleeper. But you're just like, fuck. She's not trying to take me down. I was just like, oh. That's right. Babe, I'll let you take me down any day. I'll let you beat me up. It's fine. But that's so hilarious. Cool. She started trying to beat my ass. So
is there anybody that you haven't met yet at like a Comic-Con that you want to meet?
Well, I don't know. It depends because I've been on Comic Cons where there's been people I met, but I got to meet them.
It's not
I don't
like
know.
You have a list, but I'm sure like when you get there, you're like, yeah, oh, yeah. I really,
if I see,
you guys met Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
exactly.
for her cow, but that's
yeah,
a cool
I loved
too.
It too. Yeah. I love it too. Yeah, she's all that. She was great.
Yeah.
But like if I see someone, like I'll make sure that I tell like whoever I'm with, Gil or whatever, like, mm-hmm. oh, I want to go meet this person. Yeah. So go take me, you know. But I've met a lot of people. It's been really great.
And they're all different worlds, which is like
all different worlds. All different worlds. But like meeting like horror icons. Sorry.
No burger.
Meeting horror icons and just like, you know, John Stamos.
Also, I do want to say we did have the weapons cast on here, and we were totally pitching the idea of Clayton Ferris incorporating hot dogs into
yeah.
his signing.
He did it.
And he did it.
I just
did
it. Really? I just took yeah, I just did what you did.
What I did. I knew you were gonna do that.
Yeah, he did do it and he enjoyed it. I commented amazing. On his post being like, you win, and he was like, I listened to you. And I know he probably like didn't have a good one.
He looked like he had a good time.
Yeah, he was having a great time. It's yeah. fun. These Comic Cons are fun. Like, and if I do get a break, which is sometimes hard to do, but if I do get a break, I'll try and run around the con and stuff and like check it for now. Because I love vintage wrestling tees. So if I can get my hands on vintage like WWF tees.
Would you do take them from people?
No, I buy them.
Vendors sell them.
The vendors, okay, there's like yeah, vendors yeah, yeah. and
she
stuff like that.
I'm just stealing people's
like,
what
are you haggling
yeah.
with other people?
I'm a
people?
Klepto.
You're like, love your shirt. I'll
I'm
give you $10.
Like, no. Like, no, I'm not stealing. I'm just, I'll go buy them. And sometimes they'll give them to me for free, but I always try and give them money anyway. Cause I'm like, you're there to make money. I'm not trying yeah. to get some yeah. freebies off you.
That's fair.
What if I don't like the clothes once it's on, you know?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one? You got a favorite?
I have Comic-Con or T-shirt.
T-shirt.
There's a Sting one.
Oh.
There's a Sting one. I do like the, well, the Stone Cold hoodie yeah. is not a vintage one.
I thought there was one that you bought.
Oh, I did.
I was there. I don't remember which one it was.
There's a Stone. I have Stone Cold. I have Big Sexy, which is one of my favorites too. But no, the Sting one is my favorite. The way it sits and fits and stuff like that is so fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
It's hard nowadays because, like I said, Culture King will come out with like an Austin 316 hoodie and you're like, this is sick too, though.
Yeah, it's sick. And I would get that. Culture Kings has that, the Stone Cold hoodie, and it's like the drop shoulder and it like, it's the just crop. Tight around.
Yeah.
It's so nice and it fits so great and I love it. So wherever, you know, they do an amazing job, but I do like to find a vintage t-shirt in the wild.
And you
I
do have a PO box. So if people are interested,
I do in. Have a PR box.
And your size is 2XL?
Maybe I'll get a t-shirt before you get
a green jacket.
I've accepted the fact I'm never going to get a jacket. I'm never going to get a
you
jacket.
You know what? Did you ever get cash apped?
No. I never got
even
cash
apped. Even after we recalled
Neil,
it.
Neil, yeah. where are you?
Yeah. No okay. cash app. No
I know
jacket.
Neil's watching, but we also have this theory now. We think Neil might be Adam.
He said it himself, Cod.
We don't think
we've
that
never
theory.
Seen them in the Joey same room at the same time.
Oh my God.
Joey's created this theory recently. He said they've never seen him and Neil in the same room
well,
before.
Hold on a second.
Neil's one of our favorite Patreons, right? And he's so cheeky with how he responds. And yeah. it's always like Team Adam stuff.
Oh, always Team Adam.
It's always Joey, hyping Adam.
Hold
up,
on,
which Joey,
Joey
can't handle the fact that Adam has a
fan.
Yeah, do you, and I'll have one fan for signing. I have a theory that Joey, let's find this handle, that Joey is, if you guys look on.
I'm way too busy.
There's one know. Specific video, one comment that is just standing out to Adam right now.
Yeah.
It's not even a comment. This guy comments on everything. It's NUJUANTRANSON. He comments on everything and it's multiple comments in a row. I think it's Joey.
All right.
Okay, what does it say?
That is guy, right? Nobody should violate you in public. They need toped dealt with.
Yeah, it sounds how you type.
I would say you
Soraya podcast is wonderful. Her guests are bringing some good thumbs up energy to show. This episode is very interesting with best interview in the podcast world.
Wait, which part of this
positives.
Reminds you of Joey?
They are positive. I just think it's Joey flooding with positive oh. reviews.
Joey is the most dry text ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
I would be like, show's
he
great.
Is. Yeah.
Adam,
exactly.
Thumbs
yes.
down.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
Anybody yeah. want cheeseburgers except Adam? Yeah, it would be like,
eat your
dry.
Cheeseburger.
I will. I'm saving it for later. I can't wait for it.
All right. So excited.
All right, what else we got to talk about? We're supposed
no.
to start talking about Hot Topics yet.
No.
Joey so actually did a good job of writing them all out. Was it Joey or you?
I wrote them. But no, we wanted to get wow. back to the Disney highlights really fast. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
We pulled up the list here.
Well, we oh, could we also, get... we could save the Hot Topics for next episode.
We can. Let's talk
we're
about
we're at 43 the... minutes already.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Well, 30 of that was a phone call. While
that's fine. We'll so fast forward through it.
Yeah.
So these are the official top 10 classic findings. Number 10, in Toy Story 2 casting couch outtakes.
Oh my God.
One fake blooper featured a character joking about auditioning two dolls. Disney removed it later, releasing aligned with updated standards. So I guess they did like a whole casting couch.
Oh my God.
Adam, can you explain what probably casting couch is?
Probably after the whole Harvey Weinstein show or something.
Yeah, not the best. Casting couch is an opportunity for people to get ahead by doing acts of service.
Oh my God, I got a phone call.
Soup again?
You're kidding.
Jesus. We're trying to record a fucking podcast.
I'm actually in the middle of my podcast right now and you're the third phone call and everyone's getting really pissed off at me. Oh, hell yeah. I'll check it right now. All right.
We appreciate you, Gil.
Yep.
Everyone's saying they appreciate you.
Love you, dude.
No. They like you. They like you. Anyway, I'll check the text. Love you. Bye.
What I was going to say is Super J Bubble had commented during the last show and said, why do I feel like Adam is secretly in love with Soraya? I'm just calling that out. That's all. I'm not, but I'm calling it out.
I wasn't listening. Sorry.
That's fine.
What were you saying?
He was just proclaiming his love to you.
So Super J Bubble is Adam.
So also- Super J Bubble is Adam. Raquel coming with the funniest line of the show. Yeah. Wow, you're such an assassin.
It's not Neil, it's Super J Bubble.
I'm getting a call now.
Hey, you know what?
Just a lot of bad news happening going around.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is a very good day to you. This is Jacob calling you from Gemini regarding your Gemini account.
Who?
I'm speaking with Mr. Adam.
Yeah, this is Adam.
So this is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Okay, so this call is regarding your Gemini account, sir.
Oh, okay.
And we have received a request for the change of your email address and the password instead of your Gemini account.
Oh, no.
So can you confirm, sir, is there any kind of trouble you have been facing with your Gemini account?
Yeah, no trouble at all. Why? What's going on? Is someone trying to get in?
No, sir, because we have received this request and found it suspicious because the requests were made using foreign IP addresses. And those are from Mexico and Colombia.
Oh my God.
Can you confirm, sir, if there's anybody else, like your friends or your family members who also might have that history account?
No, my family is not in Bogota.
What?
Is this someone trying to hack in and take my crypto?
Account, right?
What?
Sir?
Yes?
You are the only user of this account.
I am the only user of the. I am the only user of this account, yeah. Keep it on the microphone.
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
But sir, what I can see right over here on the data that the last sign-in activity on the account is up to date this morning at 4:30 a.m. sir. So are you the one who has logged in today at 4:30 a.m. to your Gemini account?
Yes.
You are the one who has logged in today at 4:30 a.m. right?
Yep, that's me.
Wow, they did not like that.
I like how Rhea gets really important business calls and has to leave the room, and you just get crypto scams all day.
All right, what else you got on that list, Joey?
Oh, I got top nine still, baby.
Yep.
Number nine, Hercules Greek vase nudity. The film uses authentic Greek pottery styles. Some vases depict stylized nudity as part of historical art references.
Ooh.
Do we know that one?
No, but I feel like that one's...
Maybe. Just... Like, I think when she's in the garden, there's like some statues, but it's like, you know, some Michelangelo shit.
Mm. What's this?
Fantasia?
Ooh.
Centuriates?
Centaurettes. Oh, yeah. It's like little lady centaurs. And
original
I think they
cut showed topless mythical creatures consistent with classical art. So that one, that's on your radar?
Mm-hmm. But I love Fantasia, so.
Jessica Rabbit, number 7, animation errors. A few fast frames in the car spin were interpreted as revealing.
Hmm.
Do you think they could make a Jessica Rabbit character today?
First of all, Jessica Rabbit's a fucking babe. Right. No one cared about it back in the day, right?
Right.
Agreed. It's like the Space Jam
it's
when
like
they
Sydney
made...
like Sydney Sweeney, you're right.
Like the
Lola
new
Bunny?
Lola Bunny, like completely covered up. You're just like, okay, fine. But then you got fucking Ice Spice twerking in SpongeBob, so like take a struggle. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to see someone twerking their ass, or do you want to see just an authentic
right
Lola Bunny?
Yeah, right? Authentic.
So six is the same, tits just reframed. Number five, the rescuer's topless photo. A real photo of a topless woman appears in two frames of a 1977 background composite. Mm. Adam, do you know that one? You're the only one old enough to see that one.
Rescuers? Have you seen Rescuers? Like Rescuers Down Under?
You missed the joke, but...
Oh.
Number four, Aladdin's balcony whisper. Adam knew this one. This was a really deep cut. Yeah. Saray, I want to know if you know this. A line near the tiger was misheard as a crude phrase. The official audio says, good tiger, take off and go. Do you remember what everyone thought it said?
No.
Adam?
Take off your clothes.
Oh, of course he knows that one.
Number three, Lion King dust cloud, sex.
Yes, yes, that's the one that we
yeah.
People
yeah.
said the floating dust spelled sex. Animators confirmed it spelled SFX.
Special effects?
Yeah.
Likely
sure.
Story. Allegedly.
Likely yeah. story.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Little Mermaid minister knees. Viewers thought the minister looked aroused during the wedding. The bulge was a bent knee.
I remember that.
Okay.
He's like side profile.
And okay. the most famous one of them all. You're the most famous one of them all. Mm-hmm. Little Mermaid VHS tower rumor. Fans claimed one castle tower looked like male anatomy. Artists said it was an accidental shape created under deadline.
They were like, make it a dick.
We're
under pressure
one.
Here.
Yeah. I don't know. Out of time. Yeah. I only know how to draw our dicks.
Yeah. That's like... I don't know. I feel like that's not a good enough excuse.
Yeah. You can just draw a tower, the steeple a square, dick.
We were in a hurry, okay?
You know what? We'll give it.
You know, we're out of time, so we're going to draw a bunch of veins. Like, Jesus, dude.
As one does when you're in a rush.
When you're in a rush, you can't help it drawing. Yeah. You know,
it happens.
I've got writer's block.
Yeah. It's like, what's that movie again? Oh, my God, with Jonah Hill and shit. And he has like...
Superbad.
Superbad. Yeah. He has like the dick notebook. Yeah. That's the animator right there. Yeah. He's like, I only know how to draw dicks.
What's he say? He's like, you know, the best foods are shaped like dicks or something like that.
Guess that dick. Now you can just draw the Little Mermaid one and then you'd be like, oh my God, it's the mermaid
I
dick.
Feel like at the end of this episode, we should just do a montage of Tyler's dick drawings.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should. And we should also add Elvira's video from Instagram.
Yeah.
Of me and her beating my ass.
Maybe we cut out the dicks then. We'll just do the...
No, let's keep the dicks in there. Give the people what they want. Okay, but that's the end of this episode. Thank you, guys, and we will see you again next week.
And
for another hot topics.
Christmas.
We talked about
Christmas.
Topics.
It'll be Christmas.
It'll be Christmas next week. Merry Christmas, everybody. And yeah, we will... I'm the only one celebrating, I guess. Fuck everybody else. All right, see you next week.